Good morning out there in Taxi Land, and this is the Mike and Abe Show coming to you from the United States of America.
Yay!
Mike, you know, there was a taxi driver yesterday in London that saved 20 lives by using his vehicle to stop the terrorists.
This is the second attack they've had with these nuts running around in London. And I just want to thank the cabbies for stepping up. As real cabbies do. So I just want to give a shout out to our friends across the pond there.
Well, I do also, and I think that, you know, if anything like that ever happened in New York, and thank God it doesn't, you know, because we have some really great, we do have some, if nothing else in New York City, we have a great protection against that kind of thing. Okay, but
well,
you
we
know,
also have, I mean, yeah. Not to get too far down the road, we also have armed police officers. We have police officers who have, you know, the heavy firearms, each one of them, on their hip. And in London, apparently that's not the case, where they have to, I guess they have to use harsh language or warnings versus blowing them away, God bless America.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they'll get the message now. So I hope the London police start arming up a little bit to avoid this nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I want to say that.
Well, you know, New York City is still one of the safest places on the planet, unless if you're in traffic.
Yeah, unless you're a 90-year-old. Unless you're a 90-year-old grandfather collecting bottles in Washington Heights, then you get smashed across the head.
Yeah.
With a able-bodied teen walking with a cane. Uh-huh. So they grabbed him, thank God. So I mean, you know, but so just only if you're 90 years old collecting soda bottles. We have a problem, and I hope they fry this little bastard, because apparently he's, they caught him, he's 19, he's this, he's that, they really got a problem, but God bless the NYPD, that's all I can say.
Okay, so Mike, we're going to talk about traffic in a little while in the meeting, City Council meeting coming up tomorrow. Okay.
Please, right off the top. Let's go right to the City Council meeting. What is that exactly?
Well, before we do that, I just want to. We have a fan, you know, a regular listener, who's in Israel. Okay, he's a medallion owner. He travels back and forth from New York to Israel. Okay, and he has a couple of questions that he wants me to ask you, and so let's get that out of the way. Okay, I don't know his name. We'll call him Shlomo. Okay.
Here's the story. I want him to set me up with the hottest army Israeli girl he can find. That's what I want him to do.
Okay, Mike. This isn't that kind. We don't sell women on this show or anybody.
I know.
Else,
I want
okay?
it for free. I want yeah, it for free.
Yeah, you want to meet a nice girl is what you want. Okay.
Well, eventually. You know, right now, I just want to be the nasty little hottie. That's all I need.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you know, you need a good woman that'll cook your food, and you know, and just be your friend. Okay. I mean, you can cook her food also. All right.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I got McDonald's on the corner. If I need something to cook food, I got McDonald's. I don't need you know, something to cook food.
So you're on a McDonald's diet. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, they deliver. Uber delivers for McDonald's. You know, so you don't.
Yeah. Before I forget, I'm going to get to your Israeli friend that is. Somebody said on the radio, going to test it out. If you microwave a piece of meat, the flies won't touch it. If you cook a piece of meat and put it out, the flies will swarm to it, you know, summertime. But if you microwave it, you, like, zap out all the nutrients, and the flies don't want anything to do with it. So I'm going to try that little experiment.
Well,
I hate microwave food.
Mike, I want this food that I eat to have nutrients in it.
Right.
Okay.
I hate microwave food.
Well, what good is food if it has no nutrients? Right.
I'm telling the people, in my opinion, I don't know. I don't want to put microwave people out of business, but I hate microwave food. Go ahead, Israel.
Okay.
Back to Israel.
All right, Israel. Number one, it's about the TLC cap on shift payments, and he wants to know if it's the same as it's been always, you know, since the last fare increase. And I'll answer that question. Yes, that hasn't changed. There's still a limit. There's still a limit. There's still a limit, the same limit that was put in place, I believe, with the last fare increase. in 2012. You want to comment?
I believe so, because I think they did something where instead of having five, since the last real fair increase, they did something with the credit cards, where instead of having it 5% of the credit cards, they're making it a flat rate per day to charge the drivers for credit card usage at the fleet. But then again, it's all subjective, because they're making it into like one big low lease price versus you know, like the 5% ripoff that was going on for a while, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What else?
Okay. Actual charge per shift, day, night, and weekends, is it below the lease cap? To your knowledge,
some places, yes, there is a cabbie market for leasing now. I mean, I think the guys who drive for Uber or some of these other operations have rocks in their head, because it's very inexpensive to drive a yellow cab now. And I think they're getting wrong information from their so-called friends. Now, here's what happens: their so-called friends get them hooked up into these crazy leasing deals with some of these other companies that aren't yellow cabs. And the friend gets a kickback of like $250 or $300 to bring in new drivers. So the good old yellow cab is here to stay, and these guys have gotten hooked into these deals because their so-called friend snookered them, and now they're in the jackpot and they can't get out of these crazy deals that they made. And I know car dealers. One guy was telling me this car dealer has sold the same car four different times to unsuspecting cabbies who drive for like 2 months and they can't make money. And they come crawling back to the yellow cab. And I've seen a lot of these guys coming back to the yellow cab garage. Those are the guys with the hoods over their head and the big hats, avoiding eye contact, because they're ashamed. The walk of shame going back to the taxi garage.
Well, Mike, you know, I was looking at the webcam on Friday night of Times Square, and I'm telling you, either I'm crazy or not, but there's a lot more taxis on the street now.
I think it's both. I think there are a lot more taxis on the street, and I do think you're crazy.
Well, you know, I am crazy.
I'm kidding. But you're good crazy. You're good crazy. You're not like crazy crazy. You're like, you know, well-intended crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Even though you talk every time I talk, I guess that's part of the whole thing. But you've been squashing me, bro. You're squashing.
Okay, next question. Capacity of drivers. Meaning, does the garage send out most of the cars most of the time, or some of the time?
Back up. Now, who's asking? This is the guy in Israel asking the question?
This is Mr. Shlomo.
Shlomo, okay. So Shlomo, you better watch it, because there might be a Shlomo out there. People think it's him. I don't even know who Shlomo is. This is a fake name.
It's a fake name, right? Shlomo.
Okay, all right. So anyway, the garages now are getting their bigger days out. They're getting a lot of the day shift is going out at the fleet. They're getting their big nights out, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday's a little sketchy because it's summer. But they're getting hammered earlier in the week, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and a little bit of Saturday, because the guys, I guess the night shift is still weak.
You know, just from my experience, Sunday night is a good time to drive.
Sunday night's very good. That's awesome.
Because despite the fact that the traffic in the city is horrendous, probably still on Sunday night you could get around pretty easily. I mean, would you agree to that? You drive on Sunday night sometimes, right?
Sunday night's okay, but you can go to the airport. I mean, it's gotten better The guy, Gridlock Sam Schwartz, got a gig at LaGuardia straight from the governor's people. And he went in to help straighten out the LaGuardia traffic. And by God, this Sam Schwartz went in there, bah! It's like 1,000% better up LaGuardia. And it's not like the disaster was 6 months ago. And let me get to say, does anybody ever get fired at the Port Authority or for the stadium there? Because good old Sam Schwartz just walks in literally 2 weeks, he's got it straightened out. And you got these people at the Port Authority, they've been there for decades. What do they do? And then they had the audacity, the Port Authority, sending out information flyers to the taxi industry, asking drivers for help to tell them what to do to get the traffic better. It's like, listen, you got about 100 people on the payroll who are supposed to be doing this. Why are they there? Give me some money. Pay me $20,000.
I was going to say, I want to say that maybe the Port Authority people should be driving the cabs and the cab drivers should be working for the Port Authority.
Well, that would be a nice change of pace, because apparently that's the other thing at the Port Authority and the airports, LaGuardia and JFK. They have a lot of people there who've never driven a cab, never driven a limousine. And what right do they have to get jobs at the airport dispatching and directing traffic and being in charge of traffic patterns if they've never driven cabs or limos or shuttle vans or anything? Apparently, they hire people with zero experience in this business. And I'm just wondering, why in God's name do they keep doing that? They keep bringing in people with no experience. Perfect example. I'm gonna keep rolling on this because now I'm ticked off. You go to JFK, the new dispatchers, like the brand new dispatchers, a lot of them don't know what they're doing. They have little or no taxi driving experience, little or no any kind of professional driving experience. And I've asked them a couple times that if someone gets in the cab going to Brooklyn, say, listen, is that, that's the Bell Park we get off of Pennsylvania Avenue, right? Well, you're supposed to have a map. I said, no, but I have a map. I'm just asking you here, since you're here. This person's going right in Flatlands. You take Bell Park. And, no, no, just take that. So what they're doing is they're yelling and carrying on because they don't know. They don't know. They're yelling at cabbies, and they're very defensive. And why are we keep bringing in people to dispatch taxis at JFK who don't know anything? That doesn't benefit anybody. And the people think it's our people at the dispatch line. We have nothing to do with these dispatchers from the hiring standpoint. If we did, it would all be yellow cabbies. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you why they're yelling at you. Okay? What? You want to know why they're yelling? Because they don't like their jobs.
Well, who does? I mean, you know, I mean, just...
Well, no. I used to enjoy driving a cab at times.
Right.
Okay? But I wouldn't like it when Port Authority people start yelling at me because they're ignorant.
Yeah, I should say that.
Okay?
Exactly.
All right. Yeah.
Did you ever say that?
Okay.
Did you ever tell them that?
Did you ever tell them that? That they're ignorant? No, you know, what's the point? You know, they wouldn't understand
that. They wouldn't know what ignorance means.
Okay,
yeah.
But the reason they yell at you is because these are people that don't like their jobs and they can't wait until it's over.
What?
They'd rather be doing something else.
Yeah. No. Like I said, we'd all like to be playing center field for the Yankees. I mean, we all understand that. But again, who's making the money off this? Who's pimping out the people who are unqualified? That's what I want to know. How's that for raw?
It's raw enough, okay? We have now question number four. Okay, this is the last question of the Regents examination.
Great.
Okay. The average booking per shift, more or less, etc. Of course, you don't have to. He doesn't want you to reveal the exact sum that you're booking.
Right.
But is it more or less than it's been, you know, say, a couple of years ago?
Well, it's gotten better. I mean, the last 2 years, it was a complete disaster. Because I guess the whole Uber app thing was like a new toy for a lot of the people out there. And people have learned how to mix and match with apps and with cabs. But in a word, it's gotten better. And no thanks to the city. The taxi industry made it better because people... love the cabbies. We've been very good with the service and what have you. And I'll tell you one thing. I don't know who these so-called leaders are in our business. I mean, you got you, me, Taxi Dave, Ron. We got like a handful of people representing the yellow cab business. And the rest of them, I don't know, they stick their heads in the sand. I mean, we also have sponsors on our website that help with that department. And I'm just wondering, what do some of these other people do?
There are other people that are fighting for us. The Committee for Taxi Safety
right.
is, okay, and they have a lawsuit coming up next month in the courts. They're arguing or they're suing the TLC for not enforcing the rule that says that they have to be considerate of drivers' earnings.
All right.
And make sure that we're up to par.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I know what I want to say. You,
right.
Yeah. You talk about that.
Yeah.
They just had this big thing where President Trump caught holy hell because he jumped out of this economic climate summit agreement or blah 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 and the Paris Accord for the environment thing. How many now? Then De Blasio and Cuomo are saying, this is an outrage. We're going to do it on our own. We're going to help save the environment. how are they saving the environment? You tell me, how many more Uber cars have they put on the road to save the environment?
Well, they should put 46,000 less.
So to save the environment, the first step to save the environment in New York City is to put, let's say, 50,000 Uber cars on the road within 4 years. I guess that's the healthy thing to do, right?
And still growing.
And it's still growing. Oh, my God.
Right.
Well, this is...
Okay. In other words, you know, the first thing they should do, you know, and they're going to talk about this at the city council tomorrow. Okay. The first thing they should do is say, that's it. It's over. Not one
more
car.
Right. We can't breathe.
Okay. Right. We can't breathe. And the next thing they should do is work out a plan to have less of those cars on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, say if there's 50,000, they should cut it down to like 6,000.
Right. And the other thing is the fourth.
Okay. If any, I mean, this is an organization, okay, a corporation, I should say, or whatever they are, all right, that has been ripping off the public with their surge pricing, okay?
Right.
Okay, at times, not always, okay? They have been cheating their drivers out of money and claiming that they just made a mistake, you know? Oh well, it's only so many million dollars. I mean, it was an error. We didn't notice it.
Oops, the data.
Okay? You know, it's not like it's 15 cents or anything. It's 15 cents times a million, or times 10 million, times 20 million. Okay, we don't even know what the exact figures are because they don't reveal.
They say
that.
Nothing. Yeah.
Okay, but I want to give credit. I tell you this much: I want to give a lot of credit to Beta V and her union for exposing this and bringing it to court and beating them, okay,
Good.
In court, okay, and now it seems that they're trying to, bribe off the drivers with these $900 payments when actually they owe them a lot more than that.
Yeah, you jumped into something. Apparently, the judge got upset at the settlement. He looked at the settlement and said, what, are you kidding me? What is this $900? It's a lot more than that. So apparently there was some settlement agreed upon by whomever. And then the judge, which I never heard of, he jumped in and told the attorney, said, listen, I'm looking at the numbers here. This is kind of a chintzy little settlement. So how's that for a spy thriller, right?
Well, you know, it's time that they called, I put a message on the message board last night. I don't know if you read it, Mike.
Yes.
Okay.
I refer.
And I'm going to read it to you, okay? If you haven't read it yet, okay? It's in the general discussion area, okay? Mm-hmm. And I will click on this message, it says here, on Monday, June 5th, the meeting is scheduled at the New York City Council. The question they will be discussing is traffic. What can be done to alleviate the overabundance of this evil? Uh-huh. Well, the answer to me is obvious. Someone has to go.
Right.
Okay? Right. There are taxis that have been serving the public for over 100 years. There is private traffic that citizens are free to have. There are emergency vehicles, police, fire, and ambulances. Mm-hmm. There are commercial vehicles that deliver goods and services. And there are four higher bills that are taking advantage of society in every way possible.
Right.
They overcharge the customers, cheat their own drivers, and defy all rules and regulations that they don't favor. So is there any question of what would be fair?
Right.
Okay?
Yes, excuse me?
You want to comment?
Well, this is just the city council, you have basically people who have created the disease now trying to ask people for the cure. It's like, listen, well, the first thing I think you should do is everybody on this hearing panel should resign now. That would be my first thing I would say. And apparently, since that's not going to happen, I would say, look, you people have flooded the streets with 7.5 million square feet of Uber cars within the last 4 years. We were jumping up and down. Even de Blasio, to his Slim credit, wanted to put a cap on the Uber cars, and everybody said, like, oh, you're helping, you're hurting the community, the community. Like, listen, what about the community of yellow cab drivers who paid for medallions? What about the first-generation immigrants who bought million-dollar medallions from the city of New York after driving every day for 5 years to save a little deposit money? But at what point do you protect the immigrants? So you want to protect the immigrants who want to work for $5 an hour and make nothing. But the immigrant who puts his pennies together and saves a little money to get some equity in his life in the city, you don't protect that immigrant. So the immigrant who is trying to make himself into something, you don't protect. And the immigrant who wants to work for free under the radar with a handheld phone weaving all over the road, that's the person you want to help. I think everything is upside down. And I don't know who's going to show up for us at the city council, but I hope they take them to task, because we're supposed to have people up there at city council hearings doing jumping jacks and saying these things. And I really want to see what's going on. I got to see if this thing's open to the public, because I might have to waltz down there myself.
Well, yes, it is open to the
public.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, they usually do that at these city council meetings. Okay, and I believe the meeting will be video casted on the internet through the city council site, and I plan on getting that video and putting it on NYC Taxi News after the meeting is over. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if anybody missed it, they will be able to watch it.
Good.
Okay.
I not only do I want to see the reaction of the city council with their righteous indignation about wondering how it all got so bad, because they tried to tell them this 2 years ago. I want to see who our leaders are going up there, and we can finally see once and for all if anybody is really doing the job in the leadership department, because right now I'm starting to wonder about everything, and I'm very upset with the fact that we have too many people trying to be politically correct and tiptoe around and make friends. Listen, you got to take them to task. You got to start doing something. That's my opinion.
Well, I'd like to point out that it's almost 2 years to the day since they tried to cap the Uber cars, and New York Governor Cuomo came running down on his bicycle. I don't know how he was traveling. Okay, he was probably going 900 miles an hour on his bicycle. Okay, trying to get down to the city hall to stop the city council from capping Uber.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'd like to point that out. And this man wants to run for governor again. Okay, after he's flooding the state of New York with Uber cars. Okay?
Right.
Okay, and that's supposed to begin at the end of this month. Okay? If it hasn't been happening already under the radar.
Well, here's the thing with him. He's got in the jackpot. He keeps talking about, the Metro North and the Long Island Railroad are going to have a summer of hell while they do repairs. It's like, dude, it's been going down the drain with mass transit on your watch. You have been right front and center in the middle of this whole mass transit mess. And the subways and the buses and the upstate trains and the Long Island trains, it's a mess. So his little plan, I think, is just to flood the state of New York and the city of New York with these crazy little Uber cars weaving around with their handheld cell phones, threatening society and polluting the air. And I'll tell you, well, July 1st, it starts big time, because you can apparently pick up in Long Island and Nassau and drive these people into the city. And I told you about my little friend I had from the airport who was an Uber driver as a passenger. He said that he drives from uptown Manhattan empty into Fort Lee and takes people from Fort Lee into midtown Manhattan about four or five times every day in the morning, and then goes back empty to Fort Lee. Times how many people are doing this, which I didn't know. When you talk about traffic with the George Washington Bridge, traffic in Long Island, apparently you got Uber drivers who are using the app to pick up out of town who live in New York City, and they're just going back empty to take one person into midtown Manhattan. So you want to find out what's going on with traffic, that's a biggie right there. But
okay, well, even worse is how many after they go from Fort Lee into, and he's doing it with private plates, you told me.
Well, Yeah, not even taxi commission plate. It's private car plate.
Right. He's not registered to any to taxi commission in New York or New Jersey. He's doing it with New York plates, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it's a regular straight plate.
Okay, and my question now is, when he gets into Midtown Manhattan, is how many Uber fares is he doing in Manhattan with his straight New York plates?
I would not be surprised if these knuckleheads sneak a few fares on the streets going back to their wherever they're going. It's not beyond the realm.
Well, you know, I don't believe that there's any distinction on, you know, any cutoff for cars that come from Jersey into Manhattan with the Uber app, where when a fare pops up in New York City and anywhere in New York City in the five boroughs, okay, where the app isn't blocked in mm-hmm. that zone.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. All right. You know. Yeah. I mean, you could take your Uber app and drive to Chicago and pick up.
That's
there.
What I'm wondering.
You could drive to Philadelphia and pick up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And nobody knows who this guy. And nobody knows. All right. And honestly, nobody knows who this guy is because there's not really a vetting process in place for the beloved Uber driver. And what about drug testing? What about the drug addicts and criminal convictions and all this stuff? We take a drug test. Maybe that's why people are coming back to the yellow cab. God forbid they tell us we're doing a great job and a better job and our drivers are better. They never say that. They just all of a sudden come crawling back with the walk of shame after they've been, surged and abused by the Uber driver. So there you go.
Okay, now, Mike, you were telling me about a broker that's raising the
rates. Well, there was an ad in our beloved Taxi Dave friend's newspaper. It says Taxi Insider. And he has the one guy has an ad that is literally 20% higher for monthly medallion payments than anybody else I've heard. Everybody else is crying about there's no drivers. This guy apparently broke the... broke the ceiling, the glass cabbie ceiling of finally admitting that maybe the business is coming back, and he's offering more, and he's in Dave's paper, and we can't say him on the air because he's not one of our advertisers, but I will work on that. So that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, and so right now the general number is around, in the vicinity of 1600 to 1700. With most of the brokers a month, and he's paying how much?
I don't want to say that. It says in the ad, $1,800. Just like you're, are you getting $1,800 or are you getting a little more?
Let's just say not that much.
You shouldn't hear the question, exactly.
Yeah, well, you know, it's less than $1,800.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. This is what I've been saying all along, that sooner or later one of these brokers is going to break the ice and start going the other way.
Well, this guy has been in the business for a while. He's got his own little taxi garage. He runs a very legitimate business. He's not like some guy running willy-nilly. Oh, that's the other thing I want to talk to you. Let me just jump topics. The princess of the taxi commission said, there's really not too much we can do when we're in competition. First of all, they have in their rule book that these Uber guys and these fleet cars, these FHV cars for hire vehicles, they're supposed to have a base to operate out of. They can't operate these cars off the street, right? I mean, and right now they got all these cars using up parking spaces all over the city. You can't breathe and you can't park. And it's a blight on the community. You go into some areas, all you see these little black little Camrys from this glut of Uber cars. Where's the base? Where's the parking lot for these cars on the base? They're supposed to have that, right?
Yes.
There's a lot going on.
They're supposed to be dispatched from.
They're supposed to be dispatched directly from a base.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. The only cars that are allowed to do street business are yellow medallion taxis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the problem.
Speaking of that, I'm now looking at my favorite webcam, the Times Square webcam, and I'm seeing a mix of like 50-50 Uberians and medallions. Okay. Okay. I see one yellow. I see one yellow on the back of.
I almost choked on my coffee. The Uberians. I like.
I see what. Okay, I see one. I saw one taxi on the piggybacking on a flatbed truck.
Right.
Okay. But you know that's unfortunately you know we do break down sometimes.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, but I'm looking at the camera. Mm-hmm. Okay. You want me to send you a link for the camera?
Yes, please. Oh, there it is, Times Square. Wow, everybody's moving here. Jesus Christ! Look at the Uber cars on the right. My God.
I know.
They're falling, they're crawling, they're not doing anything. It's so, dude, they are so annoying. You have no idea. These idiots in these Uber cars, they don't know what they're doing. They just crawl along. They don't park. They're looking at their phone. They're making $50 a day, and then they bring the car back, and then they quit. It's like this complete mess. It's a disaster. It's a blight. It's a blight that's been created by the people who are having this city council meeting, who should have stopped this dead in its tracks 2 years ago, and now tomorrow they're going to talk about why is there so much traffic? It's like you want so much traffic because of you, because you don't know what you're doing.
Because they failed to act. Number one, they failed to act. Number two, they did a traffic study, and so even the report that they did the traffic study, everybody admits now is bogus.
No, it's okay. So they should give the taxpayers their money.
Nobody is, right. Well, $2 million they spent on this.
Yeah.
You know, not only should they give the taxpayers their money back, they should give the medallion owners compensation for all the money that they've been cheated.
Absolutely.
Out of.
See, that's one thing I agree on. Say, listen, if you're gonna tell me from jump that you're selling me, I'm buying a medallion. Because you're telling me you're going to guarantee my exclusive right to pick up street hails in the city of Manhattan. If you run around the corner and then give 50,000 other people the same exact rights you're giving me, then you should have sold me a medallion for $1 million. You should have sold me a medallion for like $150,000, because that's what it would have been worth. But they bait and switch the poor cabbies. A lot of these people are first-generation immigrant cabbies that don't know the law and trust the city, and they got double-crossed and scammed. So how horrible is that? These are the big people who say, oh, we support the immigrant community. Yeah, until you're ripping them off for $1 million. Up to then, you're supporting them.
Well, may I interrupt?
No! No!
I just want to say this. One thing that you're leaving out here is that when they auction the medallions, okay, now they claim that they don't make the medallion prices, okay? No, they don't make the ultimate prices, okay? But when they auctioned off medallions, they set a minimum
bid.
Price.
They have an upset bid. All
right. 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 And I believe it was
$800,000. Right. Well, you're on the right track, Kate, because at the very least, they should guarantee their upset bid, which they created, because they're looking at the books. They have floors of geeks and accountants who work for the city with all the intel, and they're telling us that they've done their homework, and that's the minimum amount it's going to be worth. So, great. And if a cabbie wants to walk in with his medallion and say, look, pal, you just sold me a medallion straight from the city. I want you to hand me a certified check for what you told me it was going to be a minimum bid, because you're telling me that's how much the minimum it's going to be worth. And I don't know what everybody's waiting for. It's very, very simple. Right?
Yeah, it's not rocket science.
Well, I mean,
as they say.
And this is a scam for the ages. And I think, like I said, we've talked to a couple of high-profile attorneys, and what they say is, look, you get people sitting on the bench who have this allegiance to the current regime. So you got to get it out of the city and into, like, a blind eye who is objective more so than these tools we have ripping off cab drivers right now, in my opinion, since we're in a legal format here.
So we should have any legal trials or legal challenges taken to to wear.
The Supreme Court, United States of America.
How about the Supreme Court, United States of America. How about Waynesville, Missouri?
Waynesville, Missouri.
I know Waynesville, Missouri, because it's right outside of Fort Leonard Woods, a place that I was stationed for 4 months while I was in the U.S. Army.
Right.
Okay. Okay. In Waynesville, Missouri, has a population of about 11. Okay.
Right.
Okay. 11 people. Right. 11. Maybe 11.
Do they have a Supreme Court in Waynesville, Missouri?
If I remember correctly, they might have a judge that's like the judge in Gunsmoke.
The hanging judge. You know. Good. I love it.
The hanging judge. the guy that doesn't owe anybody anything. Right. All right. And just sits there and goes by the law.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right.
You know, I don't know, Mike. You know, when I leave this planet for good, there's a few things I won't be missing.
Like me. Criticism. Yes.
Well, no, you're not one of the things I'll miss.
Oh, okay. I believe the first part.
You know, what I won't miss is the BS that goes on and the way that people just take advantage of other people without any conscience.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And those that and some of the morons that you have to deal with on a daily basis, you know, and don't understand how to do simple things.
That's
all
true.
Right.
Yeah, speaking of simple things.
You know, like for example, I'll give you an example. I have a my doctor retired, okay, and I go for a checkup every 3 or 4 months, you know, for my type 2 diabetes, okay, and I went into the office of my doctor's office after he retired. They called me and said the doctor retired, but we have a nurse practitioner if you want to see her, okay. So I saw the nurse practitioner. I didn't like her, okay, and I'm not going back there. I actually registered now with another doctor. Because I'm not going to do it again. But the thing that really killed me was my Medicare information had been on file with that office for at least 3.5 years. And the morons inside the office now, Betty doesn't know what Sally's doing, and Sally doesn't know what Linda's doing, whoever's in there, right? They didn't send in my Medicare information to the billing people, and I get a bill for us.
I got news for you. I got a bill for $800. Okay, you're not the only one.
Yeah, well, but I know. Well. Basically, I should be paying $22.30. Okay, you know, which is a copay on the Medicare, the Part B. Okay, all right. The 20% I'm supposed to pay of the amount Medicare allows, and so I had to scream and yell at these people. You know, I mean, I mean, they should have taken me away in a straitjacket, okay?
Yeah, I'll help.
Right? You know, telling them how incompetent they are, right? And then finally, after the Memorial Day weekend, when the billing people came back to work, and I called them up, they said, "Oh yeah, don't worry, we know." They don't know what they're doing. We'll submit this to Medicare.
Oh.
Okay. So thank God there are some bright people.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you, and this is the problem. You know, Trump is the president, and he had a big show where his main thing was, you're fired. You can't fire incompetent people anymore. I don't know what the hell is going on. It used to be, back in our day, if someone did a horrible job, I'd say, listen, you're doing a horrible job, you're fired. Goodbye. Now everything is human resources. You have to give a written notice. You have to give a drug screen. You have to give drug rehab. You have to give a vacation. You have to get out of it. Listen, just fire these people who don't know what they're doing. This is up and down the line here with these people who don't go anywhere. I mean, you look at it in city government. You look at it in some of these doctors' offices. You got people who are incompetent. And as the saying goes, how are you going to fire a woman with three kids? Because as a woman with five kids, will do a 10 times better job. That's how you can do it. And I feel your pain, bro, because I got one of those $800 checkup bills myself. And I went there, and the guy's like, oh, yeah, he just has to blah, blah, blah. I was like, no big deal. He's like, well, why did you send it in the first place? Because if I didn't catch it, it goes on my credit report and dive bombs my credit. So this is a big problem now. And
you could also...
Go ahead.
You could relate this also to, you know, what you were saying about the Port Authority and then the people that dispatch at JFK.
So listen, you got five people. Let's say you have 50 people who know what they're doing. You got 12 people who don't. I'll tell you what. Get rid of the 12 people who don't. Bring in 12 people who know what they're doing with experienced cabbies. Retired cabbies. Why don't they use a pool of retired cabbies? Why is that such a big mystery? To say there's got to be at least a dozen cab drivers who would be willing to make 50. I know a perfect example. Hey, a guy, friend of mine, big guy in the business. He's he's a cabbie. He's been a cabbie forever. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say his name, but I don't want to make a thing. But he said he would love to be a part-time dispatcher, making $15 an hour. He literally lives 4 or 5 blocks from JFK. Let him do it. Let a cabbie who's retired, doesn't want to drive anymore, let him work 30 hours a week, make $15 an hour to supplement his Social Security or what have you. Why is that such a big deal? Instead, they go out and get these crazy people who, I'm thinking literally some of them are nuts, because I've had some dust-ups with some of these dispatchers, and I think a couple of them, I wouldn't be surprised if they have a little either incarceration history or a little mental institution history. And I'm not being facetious. I'm just curious to find out where they get these people from. Because they're not former cab drivers. And they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to tell people to get in cars. They don't know how to talk to people. Get some retired cabbies to be dispatching at the airport. The passengers want that. And the other thing, like I said, as I'm on a thread here, is a lot of the people online, they think these taxi dispatchers are hired by us. They think it's our people hiring these nasty people who are being rude to our customers. And the last thing we need right now is taxi dispatchers being rude to our customers to make it yet another negative thing about the yellow cab. And I'm wondering if that's some evil stuff there. I mean, they think it's our people dispatching the cabs, which they're not. Go ahead.
You said it all. Okay.
And another thing. No, okay. I think I did.
All right. All right. So what else we got on the plate today?
Well, the one thing I don't have on the plate is McDonald's, because I just missed the breakfast. Damn it! I always do that. But
call Uber Eats.
Seen Uber in McDonald's window. Now, what is it? It's they're delivering McDonald's. Is that what they're doing now?
When they can't get any passengers, they get they use them as messengers.
Yeah, so what's going to happen? So now they're going to have. Somebody's going to sit in the back. They're going to sit on top of a pizza. Is that what's going to happen, though?
You know, let me say something. The Yellow Medallion taxi cabs, by rule, cannot do things like deliver food or any kind of
messenger service. Where's the Board of Health? Where's the Board of Health?
Okay.
They don't have food preparation at Uber. I mean, is your Uber driver? How do you know this guy's not putting in ecstasy or? Spanish fly. He's going to drop a McDonald's. He's going to sprinkle like, well, you don't know who this guy is. God sakes. Jesus.
You got a good point there. Okay.
No. You know, that's the one thing. I mean, you're going to have an Uber driver bringing McDonald's to you. I mean, how do you know he's not going to like, how do you know the guy's not a psycho? He's going to put like, poison in your food.
How do you know? How do you know that he isn't going to eat one of your burgers?
Yeah, you get a burger. See, Uber bite. You see a bite out of your burger,
Right.
Well, it was the rush hour. It's between 4 and 8 o'clock. We charge either $2 or I'm allowed to eat half the hamburger.
Well, maybe that's the tip.
The Uber bike. That means the driver gets to take a bite at.
In other words, you get a one bite tip or a two bite.
You know what I'm thinking? You're good with money. So imagine if you're You're
yeah.
grinding your brain about when am I going to start seeing some money from my Uber investment? I just invented $250,000. I want to see, and then you walk into McDonald's, you see Uber delivery in the McDonald's window. I'm losing my mind. It's like, listen. Just straighten out your business from driving people around. I don't want to ask where my money is and all of a sudden see Uber's delivering food. What happens if somebody gets food poisoning? Who's liable? The fat McDonald's isn't going to say, oh, yes, it was us. We caused the food poisoning in the food. How do you know? They're going to throw it on the driver. So if somebody gets killed in the street with bad insurance.
Well, you know, that hasn't happened yet. To my knowledge, okay, but it's that we know of, right? But it's quite possible that it could.
Quite possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't have anyone deliver your food except the restaurant itself.
They have to be certified from the Board of Health to get proper training. I don't see too many guys at Uber look like they're certified. Certified mental patients, maybe. They're not certified for the Board of Health.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
What else, Mike?
That's about it. I'm going to get out of here and do a few jobs with the yellow cab. And then we're going to be on the Taxi Day show tonight, ranting and raving. But there's a lot of stuff to rant and rave about, especially the city council. Again, so the city council meeting tomorrow is about the traffic jam that the people on the city council basically caused. In my opinion.
Right, and it starts at probably 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, and you could go online, go to the city council website, and you could probably log onto the video. If you can't, I'll try to get the video for a rerun on NYC Taxi News. I should be
able to. Let's give a shout out to all the people who helped put gas in our tank here at the website. You want to rattle them off?
Let me see here. We have Ron at the MTBOT. Okay. Okay. He puts. He's a good gas man, and he puts a lot of gas in our tank. Ron is. You know, behind the scenes, he does a lot. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then we have Checker Garage.
Right.
Your garage.
The best.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where are they? They're on 1105 38th Avenue in Long Island City, right?
Yeah.
They give great deals.
Yes, they
to
do.
Drivers, okay?
Yes, they do.
And their phone number is 718-361-6100.
And then you got a new guy, WB Taxi, and his phone number is 718-729-7777. They are on 35-11 43rd Avenue in, kind of like Woodside, Long Island City, but WB Taxi, 718-729-7777. He's on the front page of there. And also your pal King Brokerage out in Brooklyn. You're an old Brooklyn cabbie, so what's their story?
Uh-huh. Well, they're looking for drivers, all the time, okay? And, you know, they are on 6814 Fifth Avenue, Brooklyn. They have great deals, okay? And they're in Bay Ridge, sort of like the borderline, I think, between Bensonhurst and Bay Ridge, okay? And their phone number is 718-833-8110. Now, all of these people are on the front page of our website.
And you got Tony Tax, our old buddy
Tony Tax. The tax man, okay? Not the tax collector. He's not the tax collector. He's the tax man that will look for all of your deductions that you could possibly get come tax time. And, you know, you could hire him to keep track of your money all year long, okay, and you know, work out a plan for you. He's in Queens, 718-413-6126. I believe he'll even come to you.
That's good.
Okay. All right. You know, he gets around. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, if you go over to page two, as they call it, we have NYC Taxi Group, right, on McDonald Avenue. Okay. And I want you people to notice that, you know, we have a bunch of Amazon ads on the site. And, click on them and maybe buy something from Amazon. And especially this Amazon Prime ad, try Amazon Prime and look, make a donation. If you don't want to buy anything from Amazon, on our front page, we have a donation button. If everybody out there sent me a dime, 10 cents, okay, to help me, in the thousands and thousands and thousands of hours that I put into this website, we get anywhere from 350 to 500 to 600, I've seen, visits a day, okay? If everybody out there sent me just 10
cents.
Right,
there you go.
Right? Okay, hit that donate button on the front page. Okay, you feeling guilty? That I do all this work
now,
for free?
Now here's the thing with the donate button. Can you send in like a dollar on the donate? I mean, what's the minimum amount before it becomes?
Sure. I don't think there is a minimum. I don't think there is
a
minimum amount.
You can send a dollar.
But I know you can send. There's no minimum. There's no minimum. You can send a dollar. Send 50 cents.
Sounds great.
Okay? If I have 1,000 people send me 50 cents, I'll be a happy guy. All right?
There you go. You can say that again.
Yeah, so that donate button is on the left side, of the front page. Hit that button. Okay? And I might even give Mike some.
Yay! Mike who? This Mike or another Mike?
My name is Mike.
I got my fingers and toes crossed as we speak. We can only hope. So that's the show.
Okay.
I guess we got a great show.
Yeah, I want to just say this. I'm now looking at the number of visits we had. It wasn't that long ago that we hit 200,000 visits to the website, and in just maybe about in 6 or 7 weeks, we've got 216, almost 217,000 visits.
So we're way up on the views. And these are like real views.
We're way
up.
These
aren't like the fake.
These are real views, right?
Geek views.
No.
They have a
troll
net. No. These are like real views.
Yeah. These are real numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
We get the message board.
All right, Mike. Try to get down to that City Hall meeting.
I'm
going to
try. Because right now, I'm very upset it's a serious issue, and we have, we got to get more cab drivers at these meetings, because I think we have people who don't drive cabs, who don't know the severity. And you have people who don't drive cabs and don't live in the city. They're getting up and speaking, and where are the cab drivers? We need cab drivers who live in the city to go to these meetings. Mm. That's the problem. They don't go. So we got to get them in there.
Yeah. Well, it's 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
10 o'clock tomorrow. All right, I'll do it. I'm going to. Now, is it open to the public? Because every time I go there, they try and push you away.
I believe it's open to the public. I don't see why not. All their other meetings have been
I'm
going to
check it out.
Public.
I'm going to post the link for the meeting tomorrow on our website. But anyway, let me run, and I'll catch you later. It's a great show.
Okay.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
New York.
Bye, New York. Bye.
Bye, world. Okay.